Commissioner Martinson, good morning. And we had a couple of meetings this week. Let's start with the special meeting.
Oh, sure. On Monday, we had a special meeting to decide whether or not we should move forward with hiring a county administrator. We do have a unique opportunity before us. Janet Simon and the board's secretary, human resources director, is retiring as of August the 9th. And we invited three other administrators from other counties to tell us about what they do and whether or not they thought that it would be a good fit to have a similar person in our county. Mm-hmm. Now, we had Tim Huell, Crow Wing County Administrator, Trish Klein, Itasca County Administrator, and Brian Benson, Sherburne County Administrator. Trish Klein has also been a county coordinator. So we got good, you know, perspective.
Yeah, the difference between the two positions, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, the county administrator has a lot more authority over the department heads. Really, the higher level position requiring more expertise. Coordinator is more working with the, you know, the board of commissioners and not providing really that oversight day-to-day operation that an administrator would do. A county coordinator would not be giving any performance reviews while an administrator would be doing that. But all three administrators concurred that they thought for Cook County it'd be in our best interest to go with the administrator position.
Mm-hmm. Any idea when that decision will be made?
Well, this is something that's going to take 2 months. We do have another special meeting on April 30th at 9 in the morning to decide the next steps if we're going to look at moving forward. But if we do move forward, there is a consensus on the county board that we do want to get public input. Mm-hmm. That would occur probably sometime early, you know, May, either having members of the public come before us in person or write to us what they, you know, think about this.
Okay, well, then the regular meeting, first quarter of the year, county budget review. How are we doing?
I think we're doing, great. Brady went over the expenses, and we look at the end of the quarter, end of March, we're 25.3% of, budget. And I don't see that, alarming. We're a little bit over, but we've incurred a lot of expenses that are paid, at the beginning of the year. All the large equipment purchases with the highway department, they were done already.
Let's talk for a minute about courthouse security. That wasn't on the agenda, but it's been on most of the agendas, and I know a lot of meetings have been held on it. Mm-hmm. So what's your position on that? The last recommendation I heard was we're going to either get from the FBI in Duluth or purchase some screening equipment. The issue, however, seems to be the cost of deputy or deputies to be there. Where are we with that, do you think?
Sure. I know yesterday the board did approve, spending $135,000 for the non-personnel related cost. That would be, the panic, duress, buttons, the cameras, keyless, entry system cards. The board seems to be in full support of, those, measures. It's kind of where you, draw the line. I definitely believe in increased security. However, there's a split among the board members how far you should go, especially when it comes to, manning the front door, as far as manning the security equipment, X-ray equipment, scanning equipment. There's two members on the board that feel that we need at least one full-time security officer. I do not take that position. I do support a part-time security officer that would be present when court is in session. I believe that's when the county would have maybe the highest risk.
I think you're talking about a $60,000 a year salary or cost to the county. Well, for a part-time,
it would be less.
Yeah. I understand also that there's been some reconfigurations to some of the departments so that it's the second floor of the courthouse is kind of like where potential action could take place. It's a court administrator, it's probation, it's the court itself, and health and human services. So a couple of offices have been moved out of there to sort of concentrate. That's part of the overall security plan.
Sure. No, it's really up to the sheriff whether he puts the screening equipment on the main floor or the upper floor. I think it should be on the upper floor. But the point is when you have a part-time security person, whether it's upper floor or lower floor by the door, it's only manned when court is in session those days.
Okay. And that's pretty much where we stand right now. You think that's going to go into effect? Do you know when it'll go into effect?
Pardon me?
Do you know when it will go into effect?
The equipment's been ordered. We didn't give a date. No, I'm guessing that everything will be in place 2 months.
And this is in addition to the screening devices, these what did you call them, panic buttons?
Correct. That's, one element, throughout the, courthouse, there would be, panic buttons that can be, pressed where the dispatch office, is, notified at the sheriff's office.
But the law enforcement center isn't located in the courthouse. Does that concern you at all?
Well, I think it's too late to make any change now. There's quite a few, courthouses where the law enforcement, center is adjacent. And maybe looking back 25, years ago, maybe they should have had a plan moving, forward. But I just can't see doing that now. I don't think the public want to spend that kind of, money.
Okay. We've been speaking with Bruce Martinson. He is a county commissioner. And we speak to you frequently as we go through the year.
Sure. Okay.
And thanks for stopping by and filling us in. Sounds good. The budget sounds like you're right on track, so at least somebody's keeping the figures straight.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Jay.